The world around us is smart. We think your education should be smart, too. With the FlexPath learning format from Capella University, you can set your own deadlines and leverage your experience to move forward at your pace. Visit capella.edu to learn more. Capella University. Don't just learn, learn smarter.
Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God.
I woke up, then I logged in to that Urban X where they be flexing with that blog in. Put it down, cause my little homie called in. Had to bail him out, he in trouble with the law again. Black skin can't win in the white world. Seen a brother kill his own kid for that white girl. We ain't wanna go to school, but we had to. Every February, it was scary in them classrooms. Shimmy y'all, shimmy yay. Old dirty bastards can't own dirty slaves, so they own dirty masters. Black Dot found a pot as a youngin', broke it down for a son, and now he serve it to the masses.
Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God.
Urban excellence, a product of my residence. From 4 to 44, Obama was the president. I told mama I ain't tryna go to church. I'm like Adam, every Adam is a product of the dirt. And I've been reaping what he sowed, I got the product, got the dirt. And I can teach you what I know, but then you got him put in work. You in trouble if you waiting on the government. I told my bro I make it out the hood and that's a covenant.
Peace. Welcome back to another episode of the Urban X Podcast. Thank you guys for joining us.
Peace.
We're here with you guys in the building.
Yes.
I'm Malcolm. This is the Black Dot.
In effect, number one father, son, podcast.
In the planet, in the world.
All in the world, in the universe.
I just realized we had on the same.
Yeah. Is that gay?
I mean, I don't know.
Father and son?
Yeah. I don't know.
No? Yeah. Okay. Well. And this was not by design.
It wasn't at all.
You know, we get dressed.
Yeah.
You know, I get dressed 5 minutes before the show. Yeah,
same here.
You know, sometimes it just works like that.
Yeah. So thank you guys for joining. I hope you guys had a great week. I had a great week.
Happy birthday to Malcolm.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yesterday was that great birthday.
Thank you.
28. Wisdom, building, destroy, all being born. To knowledge, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
It's what it is, mathematics.
Facts. So, yeah, 28, man. Damn.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, wow.
It's good to be 28.
Yeah, man. It is. It is.
Really is. Young, is. Vibrant.
Yeah.
Still got some energy.
Mm-hmm.
Still got some dreams.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Yes. Some goals to accomplish.
Yes.
Yeah, man. That's a really, really good age. So we're going to put only your Cash App up today.
That's it, yeah.
Because people love me so much. They just
That's
be,
it, man.
So put up Malcolm's Cash App.
That's it, man.
And people who want to just hit Malcolm for his birthday.
That's it, man.
Yeah, you know, they can do that.
Yeah, if y'all like me.
Yeah, if you like them.
If you like me. But shouts out to my family. Thank you, guys.
Yes.
For making it a great birthday.
Yes.
Marcus held it down. Thank you.
That was nice.
Yeah, that was dope. A Boogie with the Hoodie, Avery.
Avery, A Boogie with the Hoodie.
Noble.
Of course. N.O. Yeah. N.O. Yeah. Had to be in there.
You know, thank you guys. Love you guys. And everybody who sent birthday wishes, thank you guys. I really appreciate it. I couldn't get to everybody, but I really appreciate it.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Overwhelming amount of love that
Super,
comes through. And what that does, it just shows you appreciate it.
Yeah.
And people recognize, you know, your contributions in their lives.
Yes, that was dope.
Yes.
So absolutely. I had something else to say.
Let's do a roll call.
Yes, we have to do a roll call. I saw Cincinnati early.
Yes.
I saw the 305.
El Paso.
I see Hong Kong.
Hong Kong in the building. That's what we do. I don't even know what time it is out there.
Facts.
But the fact you're here with us is dope.
DMV, Alabama.
Detroit, Houston, Texas in the building.
What's the name? Is it Raleigh, Baldwin,
Tampa Bay,
Baldwin Harbor? Don't know where that is, but I think it's in New York.
Yeah, yeah.
Corona Queen. Shout out to thank you guys for joining us. We appreciate you, man. So, how was your week?
Same as usual, man. Nice and quiet.
Yes.
Uneventful, the way I like it.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, also, happy birthday to Brother Rich.
Brother Rich from Black Magic 363.
That's what I meant to say. Yes.
It's his birthday.
Yes.
Today. He's in that gang gang Virgo.
Yeah.
He's Virgo gang gang.
We out here deep.
We out here deep. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I also want to shout out some listeners who listen to the show. My man Travis and Joan Snow. They got married this week.
Oh.
Clap that up.
That's super dope.
You know what I mean?
Congrats.
And I'm a big fan of Black Love, as you know. So there's a picture of them. He told me disregard. He couldn't get a better shot. That's okay. Just the fact that we want to acknowledge you guys for taking that step forward, because marriage is really about vulnerability, saying I give my life to you. You give your life to me, and we're going to create this journey, and we're going to ride this thing out because we believe in each other, we trust in each other, and we want to rock with each other. Mm-hmm. So kudos to Travis and Joan Snow for doing that damn thing.
All right, let's get to it.
Let's get to it.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So big news this week that hit the airwaves. Nicki Minaj. She went to Twitter, basically, and voiced her concerns about the jab, about the candy, and it created a whirlwind of content for every news station, every media outlet out there, because there are media outlets right now that are on a mission to defame, discredit anybody, and like anybody who has a question. Who has any sort of hesitance?
Yes.
You know what's crazy? This is off of Nicki, but I had to unfollow Joy Taylor on Twitter.
Wow.
I had to unfollow her. Yeah, I had to unfollow her.
Wow.
Because it was announced that in LA County, they're going to start mandating that you show your proof of vaccination to get in places. And she said, finally. I said, you know what?
Beep.
I'm not with it.
I'm getting ready to unfollow.
I'm not with you.
Jemele Hill. I should have been unfollowed.
Oh, boy.
I should have been unfollowed.
She's nasty.
She's disgusting.
Oh, yeah. That was, come on.
Yeah, she's really disgusting.
Yeah, I don't even.
That's how I feel about the way you was feeling about, what's that chick from last week's show?
You talking about Tamika Mallory?
Yeah, yeah. That's how I feel about Jemele Hill. She's disgusting.
Yeah. But back to Nicki, right? So she basically, the Met Gala happened Monday night while we were doing the show. And she basically said, I won't be there because, you know, you need to be vaxxed up. And she said that she contracted COVID during a video shoot.
Mm.
So she couldn't be there. And then she started just basically asking questions about, and I think they were great questions.
And let me preface this too. She also mentioned, you know, she just had her baby, so she don't want to put the baby in any kind of harm's way. Yes.
I think she was asking great questions about it. You know what
she
I'm saying?
She was.
And because when I first heard it, I thought she just came out and gave her opinion. I was like, you're way too famous as of an entity, Nicki, mm-hmm. to give your opinion like that on anything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you notice, LeBron, after that whole thing, he's stayed radio silent.
Yes.
Beyonce, she hasn't said a word. Jay-Z, these huge people, they haven't said a word about
it. Absolutely, because it's death.
Right? You kind of just have to, like, really just lay low.
Yes. And let this thing blow.
And let it, especially if you have the money, if you don't need to go on shows.
Yes.
If you just kind of have it, you're good.
Yes. Yes.
Stay low, right? So she said, she basically came on to ask a lot of questions, and a lot of people came at her for asking questions. Joy Reid was the first one, and she went on the news, basically said, you have too large of a platform to basically peddle misinformation. And everybody was like, yo, she didn't give any misinformation. She just asked questions and encouraged other people to ask questions.
And she also mentioned a friend of hers,
yes,
from Trinidad,
yeah,
knew a person, mm-hmm. who got the, mm-hmm. jab, and his balls shrank.
No, they swelled.
Oh, they swelled.
They swelled.
His,
yes,
balls swelled, and these were concerned. See, they don't even want you asking questions. We have arrived at a place here. You can't, especially somebody of celebrity status.
Right.
And she's already in the doghouse because she mentioned the industry is after her already.
Right.
So for her to go there and to see how many people came out and attacked her was bonkers. And how the prime minister of Trinidad
had to verify her story.
And how do you verify a story like that?
Exactly.
If my man told me, listen, my cousin took the jab and now this nigga got a twitch in his neck. Why wouldn't I believe my man if that's what he said, right? Oh, but we're going to discredit him because that wasn't connected to the jet.
Exactly.
Listen, this got really, didn't Fauci have to come on?
Yeah, Fauci.
And then the White House got involved and want to inform her.
Apparently, they came out and said that didn't happen. But Nikki, she's been standing 10 toes down.
Yes.
She even said she's going to stop using Twitter because of basically how that gets.
Yes.
But she's been standing 10 toes down, and I just want to make it known that she's been standing more firm than a lot of people within our community. Came out and said something and then took it right back.
Yes. Now, I have other issues with her.
Nick Cannon. But yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I don't want to mix. See, what I'm not going to do is mix it in because I don't want to water down this particular stance she took. And this particular stance she's showing, speaking of nuts, that she had more nuts than a lot of these guys had.
Mm-hmm.
To say it, a lot of them, she was echoing the sentiments of a lot of them, but they live in fear. Because again, once your money, and it's going to cost her.
Oh, that's for cost sure, for sure. But you know. I think when she came out and said anything, I think she worded it correctly.
Mm-hmm.
She worded all of her responses correctly.
Which was, I just want to do some more research.
Right.
I'm honest, you know.
Right.
But a friend of mine, bang, 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 as reference, and everyone should do their research.
Yes.
You can't do research. You have to take what your government says, Malcolm.
Yeah.
And move on that.
Yeah. So, you know what's crazy? This started years ago, man. The fact when they became like certain topics, certain like discussions that you could not have publicly, and that became okay and acceptable for people to attack you for whatever you believe or whatever you want to think, it led the way for this.
Yes.
Now to the point, yo, you have questions that goes against any of the mainstream, whatever, you could have questions about trans, whatever. If you had questions about it, they attack you. You're transphobic.
Absolutely.
You get what I'm saying? So now, if you had questions about this, then you're not believing in science. You're a conspiracy theorist. You are a Trump supporter. You know what I'm saying? Like, they have so many names prepared for you already.
Already for you. And I can present 10 virologists with 30 years of experience that says the opposite of what they're saying. So what does that mean?
Exactly.
And it's funny how you only quote the people or you only follow the people and believe in the science of the people who are of your mindset.
Yeah.
Because if you really after information, all of them have access to the same information we do. Don't think they don't. They know who Reza Islam is and that whole Super 12 team. They know who they are.
And what's crazy because a lot of the people who attack Nikki, who attack anybody, when they talk about the science, just ask them what science.
What science are you talking about?
What science are you talking about? Because there's literally, because it's so open, like basically saying like, you know, if you, it's not 100% effective, or it's not effective, you could still catch it, but then say, well, all vaccines are effective. You don't know how vaccines work. So why do I need to take that?
Thank you. Thank you. And can somebody, anybody of you celebrity status, tell me what's in it? I'll wait. Give me the ingredients that's in it. Oh, that shouldn't matter. Why? Why shouldn't it matter?
Right.
If a mutilated feces, fetal parts, which are in there, is in there.
Allegedly. We're gonna protect ourselves.
Happy belated birthday, Malcolm.
Thank you.
Black with y'all. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
So if that's the case,
yeah.
Well, that's on the FDA's website.
All right, we're gonna.
We'll see. So then, what else is in there?
Right.
When you start talking about the science, see, when I want to know about the science, I'm listening to the doctors, virologists, and those who are telling me what's in it based on their expertise and why you should be apprehensive about just approaching and taking that. Everybody else on the Fauci side is just saying, trust the science. And that's it.
But and they keep changing it up every two days.
Yeah.
There was an article that came out from Israel Times. Or it was a study that took place in Israel because I think that is probably the most vaxxed country in the world at this point, right? But their numbers keep going up, and they don't know how. But
because they all took the jab,
yes.
But the Arabs didn't take the jab, right. And their numbers aren't going up,
right? Like that. So, but they also said that people who aren't vaccinated and caught it and recovered are like, I don't know what the number, it was some astronomical number of times more protected than the vaccine. And they asked Fauci about that on camera live. He goes, well, I don't know, but we don't know how long that lasts, so you should still take it. And when the answer to everything is, but you should just still take it, is that I got a problem with it. They're telling pregnant women, you should still take it.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're telling people with heart conditions, you should probably just take it.
Your man Biden said, if there's a hurricane.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Hurricane season is here.
Yeah.
There's going to be hurricanes. The number one thing you should do is take the jab.
Yeah.
And I wanted to throw a shoe at my damn YouTube. Like, are you with a straight face? Don't get food. Don't leave this area. Don't, get the necessities needed to survive. Take the jab and stand out there and take on that hurricane.
So I wanted to say, this is something else I came across on Instagram. It says babies breastfeeding from vax mothers are dying and becoming ill because they're breastfeeding.
What's your source on that?
So, okay. This is... Hold on, let me get it for you guys. I'm gonna just read it for you. It says, the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, VAERS, published a report by a 36-year-old mother whose baby was hospitalized 2 weeks after she got the first Pfizer shot. He was treated with IV antibiotics for 2 weeks, was sent home, and died shortly thereafter from blood clots in his arteries. Journalist Brian Shilhavi searched the VAERS database and found another breastfed infant who died a day after his mother took the second dose of the vaccine. Then he found 94 more cases of breastfeeding babies that sustained injuries after their mother took the COVID injections. Symptoms in those infants included anaphylaxis, shock, blood clots, high fever, vomiting, diarrhea, hives. Many nursing mothers have had their breast milk dry up after taking the shot as well. And if you go on Instagram, you know how to have the fact check. This one says missing context. I'm going to tell you why it says missing context. Now it says fact check. This is from Lee Story's fact checkers. It says fact check. CDC's VAERS reports are not solid proof of vaccine injuries or deaths. All of a sudden, it's a starting point for CDC FDA investigators. Now it's not.
So now VAERS.
Which is on the CDC site.
Which
not
is on the site, on their own source. Site.
Yes.
In which you can investigate
all
of these things.
Yes.
It's not really that accurate.
Wow. Yes, exactly.
Wow.
Exactly.
So that's where we are.
Yeah, I'm getting the link for you guys now.
Yeah, we're going to put that in the chat for you so that we can have no offense, but we need sources. A lot of BS out here. And we're going to put that in the chat and you can kind of check it out. Anyway, go to the VAERS website on the CDC. Is that the CDC or the FDA's website?
This was VAERS or CDC?
Oh, CDC. Go to VAERS. And they code a lot of stuff in those on the VAERS. They don't just come out and tell you. Instead of using people's names, they use these kind of numbers and codes. Just follow the VAERS. It's on their website. Right? So it's a lot of bizarre things on their website. So I'm like, how can this not be something at least that we should take into consideration?
And it makes sense because if they're not allowing babies to get the vaccine right now, so that must be for a reason. And with the mother and Jess, she kind of gives back to Yeah. When they're nursing.
Now they're trying to approve the candy for 5-year-olds and up.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Yes. So beware of that. And now just, like I said, amazingly, last year, you know, you had to send your kids to school without, you know, with the mask or the remote learning. But they was like, don't worry about the children. This vaccine, this virus is so intelligent. It's only attacking old people mm-hmm. and people with respiratory issues. And everybody else is good. Kids yeah. are fine. Now that they got that thing ready and they're going to make another $50 billion, right? Administering that shit to kids.
Yep.
Ball game.
Sorry, guys. My computer's being slow right now.
Ball I'll get game. It. That Apple fucking with you.
Right? Yeah, they, yo.
He fucking with you.
And I thought, because Apple had their...
They didn't bring out a new...
No, they didn't. But so the journalist's name, the journalist's name is Brian Shilhavy. S-H-I-L-H-A-V-Y. Shilhavy. And the guy is a certified nurse as well.
Certified nurse.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
Sticking with that, NBA players are not going to be mandated to take it. But everybody, the coaches, refs, training staff, they will.
So the players don't have to now.
Players don't have to, no.
I guess the players must have took a stand.
Listen, that means LeBron was working overtime.
Listen, LeBron has got more power in that league than you can imagine.
He was working like he
and
had
him
to.
And Chris Paul, because Chris Paul is the president of the Players Association.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, see how that works out.
Because since they pressed LeBron about it, since Stephen A. Smith came out on him about it, he didn't say a word. And I think it was good that he got bumped at the playoffs that early because he didn't have to deal with it.
Yeah.
And I think he was working behind the scenes, we're not doing that.
We're not doing that. We're not doing that, bro. Or I'll resign.
Mm-hmm.
I'll retire.
Kyrie just threatened to retire.
Yes, if the Nets trade him.
But I think he's doing that because he just came out. He made comments about his mask. Like, I'm not wearing a mask. You shouldn't either. Something to that effect. I don't want to misquote him.
Yeah, but
he follows us on Instagram. So.
Yeah, then he tried to add some allegories to that, like mask meaning.
Your figurative mask. Yes.
I want to be who I am. Yes. You know, I get it. They put a nice little smooth spin on that.
Yeah.
But Kyrie is a cut from a different cloth. Over the summer, he reconnected. His mother was some kind of Native American.
Kyrie, right?
Yeah, his mother.
Yeah.
He reconnected with that specific tribe of originals. So they welcomed him home. So, you know, he's on his journey.
Yeah. And him threatening to retire, that's a gangster. I hope, it doesn't come to that.
No, because Ben Simmons would actually be a better fit for
because
he's pass first.
Yeah.
He's not trying to put up shots.
Yeah.
It's more shots for James Harden
and
Kevin Durant. So, we'll see how that goes with Mr. Kyrie Irving.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
And with this COVID situation, I'm just going to keep it a bean with you. Everybody going to catch this. Some variation, version. Most of us probably, I think I had it already. I'm just going to keep it a bean. Before it became like really, really popular, you know what I mean? So everyone, if it's moving the way they say it's moving,
yeah,
and the doctor out of Trinidad, I don't know if you saw this piece, I posted it on my Facebook, and he said from 2019, April 2019 to April 2020, 147 people died in Trinidad. He said from April 20th to this year, 2020, 1,400, like 10 times the amount of people died.
Gotcha.
And the only common denominator was the jab.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So what we're seeing is a herd immunity, But and they saying this thing is intelligent. It's the vaccine is making it worse. This is what they're saying because it's mutating, and soon it's going to mutate into a superbug.
I just put in the link to the original article in the chat, and then he has the actual links to the VIDS reports, ID numbers beautiful. In the article.
Those so are the receipts for you guys who needed the receipts.
Yeah, you can check that out.
You can check that out. So just kind of be diligent. Keep your immune system up as much as you can. You know, with kids going back to school and so much going on. You know, they just had a concert on Randall's Island, and they said that was a super spreader. So who the hell knows?
Wait, didn't you have to be not for that one?
I don't think you had to be vaccinated. I mean, you know, for that one. But what does that mean?
Yeah,
because people who have taken the jab are coming down with it.
Yeah,
more than the other people.
Yeah,
this is weird.
Didn't Wendy Williams just get a breakthrough case?
Wendy Williams just, and she didn't take that jab.
Oh, so why did they call it a breakthrough case?
Oh, I don't know, because she refused. She was on Dr. Oz.
So,
and he tried to paint her in the corner.
Yeah.
And she like, nah.
So, listen, when that happens, when the celebrity who has been outspoken against it happens, it's a sense that people are rooting for them to die or something.
It is. It's like, I want to vindicate.
Yeah.
She said, it's probably rooting for people for us to get the damn thing.
Yeah.
And we never said that the virus wasn't real, ever. We said the propaganda
around
behind
it. Yes.
That is not real. The numbers that they're faking, we focused our energy on that. Not that they can't release an airborne virus.
A bioweapon,
Bioweapon, please. They can do that anytime.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that was never my stance, that people ain't going to the hospital dying. I knew 6 or 7 people who died. As a matter of fact, that was the only time I got scared.
Oh, yeah. When that was early, though.
Kalindi and Dr. Africa and a whole bunch of people just started. And then my main man, I was like, yo, this shit is moving.
Yeah.
This shit is on the move. And then I calmed down.
Yeah.
Said, I'm the God.
Yeah.
Fuck. So, no, that's never been our stance, that there is no virus. That would be foolish. But all the propaganda, and where are they finding these new numbers from?
And again, I've been saying last year they was cooking numbers.
Yes,
since last year, especially when like everybody when they was counting anybody with a if
you had a car crash
and you had COVID, like that's COVID.
And that black lady,
and the way she explained that was bugging. I was bugged.
And she just with a straight face, if you had cancer, but you died during the time of this.
We just counted it.
We just counted it as a death.
Yeah.
And like nobody pressed her like why would you do that?
Yeah.
Like how you gonna do that? Now there were other families who were fighting against that because it had something to do with life insurance.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so people are like, don't label my grandfather a COVID death and he died from a damn aneurysm.
Yeah. The MTA in New York City here, if you are an MTA worker who refused to take it and die from COVID, your family doesn't get
your money.
Money. That's foul.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's foul. You know
but
what I mean?
There are a lot of people from transit, because I'm still connected, who ain't taking it. And their union is very strong. And from what I understand, they give me a walk out.
That'll destroy the city. Well, which is gangster. I wouldn't be mad at it.
Well, listen, I saw the teachers rock. I saw some nurses rocking.
Yeah.
And these are things they're not posting on TV. You know, you got to kind of stay connected to the web to kind of get this information. But it's people taking, and listen, we the people. I'm very surprised more people are not taking a stand.
Gotcha.
Like, you know what? I'm willing to lose 3 weeks worth of pay to come out here, because if half the nurses from all the hospitals just join forces, this thing would collapse in a half hour.
Yeah, exactly.
A half hour.
Exactly.
If all the sanitation workers, because they're not jabbing up either. Police department.
Police or fire department.
They just fired or suspended correction officers who weren't showing up for work. Theirs was connected to a little something else with the conditions on Rikers Island. But part of it was that.
Gotcha.
So it's a lot going on that people are not talking about.
Gotcha. I'll put that link back in the chat for you guys. Also, wanted to talk to you about one of our subscribers, somebody hitting Urban X Nation. She reached out to us because her brother, her name is Carleen Peninda. Her brother was recently in a near fatal car accident, and he has suffered severe spinal injuries and is paralyzed from the waist down. He has two children, one 11, I think one 5. David Banner. His name is David Banner.
The one who was in the accident?
Yes.
Okay.
David Danner. She has a GoFundMe up for him for his
recovery,
his medical expenses as well. So we want to show our support as a community and help him out. This accident happened September 6th, it seems. So I'm going to put the GoFundMe in the chat.
We'll put that in the chat.
Praise to that family.
Anytime I hear kids involved and, you know, his lower extremities, he's going to have a hard recovery. But his kids are going to be his motivation. Mm-hmm. And so we wish him well. We wish him the ability to fight through this because it sounds like a tragic situation.
Exactly.
And of course, we put our money where our mouth is. So the Urban X Nation will be dropping a donation.
Yes.
For him and his family. Absolutely.
All right.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
Awesome. Dope news, I guess, medical. So Scarface announced that his son donated a kidney to him.
I heard.
And the surgery went
successful. I heard. What do you think about my own son? Can I get a piece of kidney? Can I get a cooked kidney or something? God damn.
Guys, in 2019, we end this podcast.
Yeah, we did.
We end this podcast. That had nothing to do with any of this, but I did come to my dad.
He did.
And offer him.
He did. I'm only talking smack.
Okay.
I'm happy for Scarface.
Yes.
I'm happy that his son, you know what I'm saying? They made that connection. And I'm happy that he's recovering well. Scarface is one of the good dudes.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Give me a kidney bean or something.
No, but it was crazy because what did you say?
What?
When I offered you.
Oh, nah, I said, I want you to pay your kidney forward. I said, you might have kids one day.
And I got, yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I would rather you, because we don't know how this thing is moving through the bloodstream. I'd rather you give your kidney that way as opposed to giving it this way. Because I ain't going to do nothing but fuck it up.
And then?
If I get a healthy kidney, shit, I'm back on that Bacardi, nigga.
And then?
Shit, I'm back on that cocaine.
And then I got news that I was having a baby.
And he got news like right on, like synchronicity.
Yeah. Got news I was having a baby.
News he was having a baby. So once again.
I think you jinxed me.
Yeah, I did.
I think you jinxed me.
I needed it. I kept telling them, look, Malcolm, I'm dying.
I think you jinxed
me. I told wifey, get involved. I said, I'm going to tell him I got 6 months. And she said, don't do that.
Yeah.
I said, come on. I want this grandbaby and shit. I said, I got 6 months. Yeah. It's been bad news. Yeah. It ain't going well. He said, Dad, I'm not having no baby. Then they built a beautiful park across the street.
Oh, yeah.
Right from where I live. And wifey got his ass. She said, you know what? If you have a baby, he could just come over into the park. And then like a week later, Malcolm was like, I'm having a baby.
Yeah.
Like, yes. 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 Thank you, Avery. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for trusting in this goofball and allowing, you know. Because I know how I get. Chicks be like, you better not come in me. You came in me? And I'd be like, look, Ma, calm down. Because you're carrying my baby now. Calm down. All right? We're gonna work through this.
You
are carrying my baby. No need. Nigga, you bet. No need for you to get all upset. Arm things.
Oh, man. Let's take a quick commercial break.
Let's do that. Let's do
that. We'll be back.
The world around us is smart. We think your education should be smart, too. With the FlexPath learning format from Capella University, you can set your own deadlines and leverage your experience to move forward at your pace. Visit capella.edu to learn more. Capella University. Don't just learn. Learn smarter. The world around us is smart. We think your education should be smart, too. With the FlexPath learning format from Capella University, you can set your own deadlines and leverage your experience to move forward at your pace. Visit capella.edu to learn more. Capella University. Don't just learn, learn smarter.
And we're back.
And we are back. Shout out Plant Base.
Shout out Plant Base.
Shout out Chanel. We sent somebody your way. He coming real soon, Chanel.
Yes.
He needs to get some clarity.
Yes.
On some things. Yo, side note, I didn't realize this laptop covers a lot. If you challenge me, I will do the show butt ass from the bottom up.
I'm not sitting here next to you. We're gonna have the COVID issues like that.
Nobody would know.
No, I would know.
That is true.
Yeah, no.
Would that be kind of weird?
It'd be weird.
If somebody in the chat put the challenge out there, if I don't give a fuck, I'll be up in this piece. Butt ass.
No, uh-uh.
Like no draws, nothing, just butt ass.
So, thank you. Nah, Dot. Thank you.
Shit slinging.
Hell no. See, thank you.
But you wouldn't know.
No, I would know.
I could be butt ass right
now.
No. Who would know? I did not realize these laptops covered so much. This is cool.
No, it's not.
It is.
You're listening to the sounds of Urban X.
Yeah, we're moving on with the show.
Oh, I'm drinking live water. Somebody said, what are you drinking? That live water.
They actually are.
Y'all wouldn't want me drinking yak. Y'all just wouldn't want that.
Guys, there were shows where he was clearly drinking something that it was just way off.
Yeah,
like
the
day Noble was born, that show.
Yeah.
I was in the hospital like this. My head was hurting like, come on, we were
wilding.
Up here wilding. I'm just sitting there like.
Yeah, we wilding. Yeah.
Wilding. But, so this week on Twitter, right? If you're not familiar with, like, you know, the way Black Twitter and stuff like that works, and like that feminist side of Twitter and the Black Lives Matter side of Twitter works, very interesting, but it's annoying. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So there are terms that people use on Twitter that are just completely disrespectful. One of the terms is bullet bags.
Bullet bags. Never heard of it.
Bullet bags. Exactly. So that's when angry black women, when they call black men bullet bags because cops kill them.
Wow.
You know, when they shoot them unarmedly, they call them bullet bags.
Oh, man, that hurts.
Exactly. It's like, right?
Damn,
yeah, right.
Bullet bags.
They say, the cops ain't killing you niggas fast enough. Like, they really...
They go in
like that. And then you're not going to tell me you care for black people if you talk like that.
Right.
But that's besides the point. So some guy tweeted something, and this woman goes, oh, the bullet bags are mad today, y'all.
Wow.
Right? Somebody else, another black woman, found out this woman who tweeted the bullet bags comment was a lawyer.
Really?
From Texas. Found out all her information, tweeted it out, and said, go file a grievance against this woman because if this is how she feels about black men.
And she's a lawyer.
She's a lawyer.
Jeez.
That's why, I'm not going to lie, I was never impressed with black doctors, black lawyers, and stuff like that. Because, yes, it is great, but to have representation in these fields, but a lot of these people are not for you.
They're not for you. They're for their case and, you know, what's going to benefit them. You know what I'm saying? I see it all the time. You just think because they're black or no.
Right.
As a matter of fact, I might have to go and get me a real estate agent.
No,
who just got, who, listen, who's undefeated. I pay that extra bread, I'm gonna win.
So
y'all sitting around playing games.
Somebody said must be a fan. I think she identified as a fan, but she deleted all her social media accounts basically.
Because she got caught.
She got caught out there. And then there was a lot of people who were basically defending her and said, ah, that's messed up. What she said was fine, but don't go after her job. And I would agree and no under normal circumstances, but her job
is to defend people.
You know what I'm saying?
Is to defend the same people she's calling bullet bags.
You get what I'm saying?
Because I remember a firefighter who lost his job because of some things he said. He actually won his job back based on freedom of speech.
Mm.
And it was a real intricate case on how it went down. But if your job is to defend people and you already have a bias toward a person you're defending, you need to lose your job.
I agree.
Sorry, sis. Sorry.
I agree. So the term is doxed. So they say, you know, a black lawyer got doxed. you know, from the internet and things like that. But I just, you know, that's one of those cases where, like, I completely see why she needs to have, you know, grievance filed against her, because.
And listen, this internet thing people think they're invincible or they're totally anonymous, and you could slip up and somehow, some way, and somebody know who you are, and it's a wrap for you. You know what I mean? So, because once these people get your information, it's over.
Yeah.
It's over.
Somebody said fire her. No, I get it. I'm not the one saying that. I'm just saying, under normal circumstances, like if I'm a truck driver and I say something about Biden and they try to come get me for my job, I don't think that's fair.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I don't think, whatever. But if my job, if I'm a cop, let's say, and I say something racist,
it happens all the time.
That should be grounds, because, yes, like, because there is a conflict of interest right there.
And there's a level of integrity
right
that goes with your job that you it's impossible for you to perform if you feel that way about me.
I agree.
Yeah. Don't forget to Cash App Malcolm.
No, son, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, hit him up, man. Hit him up.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate you.
You're listening to the sounds of Urban X.
Did you watch the verses? Ja Rule versus Fat
No,
Joe.
I did not. I did not watch it because I wasn't interested in. To me, the locks and Dipset set the bar so high. And after Fat Joe spent so much time talking about the locks and Dipset and what they did wrong, and now he's up next, I had a feeling he was going to try to ride that wave and maybe even turn himself into a mini Jadakiss, which he was trying to do, and it backfired. You know what I'm saying? I heard he called a Little Mo and Vita, you know, dusty bitches from the crack house or something, and it just didn't roll over well in terms of the ass whipping he took. Because Ja Rule got hit for days.
Yes, he does.
Hits for days.
Yes, he did.
And Joe got leaned back and all the way up, and a few other hits and collabos, but nowhere near the amount of Ja Rule. And we forget because we fell for the nonsense, and we let 50 Cent and them bury Ja Rule. It's good to see him come back, have his 15 minutes of fame.
Yeah.
And in that 15 minutes of fame, it make you realize how many hits that he did put out.
Yeah. And then during the verses, like, so, you know, during the chat, then the live chat, a lot of people were talking about 50 Cent and things like that. And Irv Gotti had to get in. And he, you know, your man got stabbed, shot, this, that, third. He not where he appears. I'm like, dude, you got to let that go.
You got to let that thing go.
You got to let that go.
Yeah, because he won. He's the winner. You know what it saying? Just is what it is.
Yeah, and then 50 came out and said, yeah, I basically destroyed your whole label. That's not true. We know we destroyed the label, but.
No, he did destroy the label. That Ghetto Quran song started all that shit.
Oh, yeah.
He was ratting on the song.
Right, that's right. That's right.
Cleverly.
That's right, yes, yes.
Which
yes.
led to all of this shit.
Yes,
so yeah,
yes.
He did destroy them. He was playing a level of chess that I'm not sure that they were ready to play.
Oh, that's right. I forgot a little about that.
And they helped by bringing Supreme in on a level, knowing who this guy is.
Yeah.
And certain guys have to remain at arm's length, especially the way Suge was running through the industry. You know what I mean? So
true. I
they helped
that.
His cause.
Yeah.
And then he hit them with the Ghetto Quran, telling you everybody's position. Prince was this, Supreme was that, bang, 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 in a song form. And there it is.
So my Irv is eternally going to hate him. I get it, but then you just look crazy.
I heard Joe look winded. You know what I'm saying? Obviously. And he just took an ass whipping.
Yeah.
It is. This is what it is.
Ja has hits for days. Speaking of hits for days, Diddy was in the chat talking spicy.
He
was talking spicy because I guess people said they wanted to see him versus Jermaine Dupri, and he said Jermaine Dupri don't got enough hits to go against him. He would have to go against somebody like Dr. Dre. Now, Diddy, me and Diddy, we graduated from the same high school. We're Mountain Brothers.
Yeah.
In that sense. But he is completely out of his mind.
I don't think Diddy has ever programmed one drum pattern.
Listen to me.
Like a dunk, dunk. Even I've been in the studio and I'm an MC and they're like, yo, stop fucking with the machine, Dot. I'm like, dunk, dunk, dot.
Exactly.
Boom, boom. All right. I don't think he's ever got on a keyboard.
Okay, you know what I'm saying?
Some remedial.
He is out of his mind. Listen, you're talking to somebody who produced for Mariah Carey.
Yes, Janet Jackson.
Usher, Janet Jackson.
Criss Cross,
Jagged Edge. Yeah, he did Emancipation of Mimi, that's Mariah Carey, and Confessions in the same year.
Ooh.
You're bugging. Like, you're bugging. You're bugging. Like, so, like, he's an actual beat maker. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Cook. Cody. Yeah, you. In theory, Diddy can cook him. In theory, in terms of his name being on the song.
Yeah, like, come on.
But it's not gonna be authentic.
Like, you can't go against somebody. Like, as Diddy, like, what has he done? You know what I'm saying? Like, he's produced it together and said, turn that snare up a little bit.
Like, right there.
Diddy beat. Yeah,
that's a Diddy beat. Yep. Give me a little bit of right there. That's what I want. Put my name on that shit.
Not to say Diddy doesn't have an ear. Like,
no, he has an ear.
You know what I'm saying? Not to say that,
you
but...
You know what? Him and Khaled should go at it, because neither one of them niggas is touching any drums. Should be the Phantom producer versus, and all they do is sit there with their ears like, play that.
Yeah.
That's more real than... Because Jermaine Dupri is an actual
producer. It should actually be JD versus Dre, if anything.
Right, right.
Or Timbaland.
Yeah, Timbaland. I'm not hating. I'm just telling you what it is.
Yeah.
Diddy has always had a great ear, and he was a great. He can put people together to make things happen. We're not going to take that, but when you start talking producer and hit maker.
Yeah, he said his arm's not long enough to box with God. Like, yeah, you're wildin'. Like, dude, you're wildin'.
Yeah, Diddy and Khaled.
But, you know, he went to Mount, so.
Whatever. I got a GED, fuck him.
I'm just saying.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
Oh, so yesterday, although it was the greatest day on the planet, you know, September 15th.
Yes, it was.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yesterday was also Brother Polite's trial or court date.
Yes, heard about that.
Right? And apparently they dropped the two most serious charges about, like, molestation and charges that would have meant he, like, raped the girl.
Right, rape, statutory rape.
Statutory rape, like, those
else.
Charges.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they added four other charges that are felonies, right?
Mm-hmm.
L&L in Florida is lewd and...
Letitious or something. It's really weird tongue twister with it, what it means. But in essence, he masturbated on her.
Allegedly. That's what,
allegedly, that's
what they're saying.
Right? Let's hit that.
Allegedly.
He gave her drugs and alcohol.
Allegedly.
And he forcibly touched her, all her private parts.
Allegedly.
And those were the added charges.
Yes.
So he got on his Instagram
live and act like he is vindicated.
Right, right.
And
I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed, but I'm like, wait a minute, homie. So they add four felony charges.
Felony charges.
Right, not four misdemeanors.
Felony charges.
They added four felonies, but they took away the ones, because you got to remember the prosecution is going to try to build a case that they guaranteed to win.
Right, yeah.
So first degree, this and that, would force that young girl to have to come into the court.
Yeah.
We don't want that. You know what I mean? So second degree on a lot of these charges, and they still didn't remove the DNA.
Yeah.
It ain't like they threw that. If they would have threw the DNA out, then I'm like, no, the DNA is still there.
Mm-hmm.
You did that. You know what I mean? So the fact that they added four felony charges, which could lead up to 15 years each, or, you know, 15 years, I don't know what you're vindicated about, homie.
Yeah.
I really don't.
Yeah.
You still have a big battle ahead of you.
Yeah.
And I think tomorrow is something dealing with the bond.
Oh, okay.
You know, in terms of bail bond. And then on December 3rd, I believe the case starts.
Okay. Somebody said, why was it dropped? Those charges dropped? Because even when Tasha K reported, she never said that the girl was penetrated.
Right. There was no anal or vaginal penetration.
Yeah.
So I think those initial charges may have stated that or insinuated that. But Tasha K never said that.
Yeah.
Tasha K told you what, you know, the report came out, and what it said is that when she woke up, you know, besides him taking her over here, taking her over there, putting, when she woke up, this nigga had his fingers down her throat, trying to get her to throw something up that obviously he put in her. And prior to that, when she was sitting on the bed, he did take out his penis and try to move her head toward it. So there's still all of that. I don't give a shit. This is ugly. This is bad.
Yeah.
This girl is 14 years old. So I don't want to hear anything about how or where they dropped that. It may mean this. They added 4 charges. And I don't, listen, I don't give a shit. What the hell are you doing in a hotel room with a, I can't explain that.
Yeah.
I can't come to Malcolm, my daughter. Okay, dad, you say you didn't do this. What the fuck were you doing there? Right?
Yeah.
So that's my point. Like, what are you doing anywhere near a 14-year-old girl?
Yeah.
In a hotel room by yourself, and the forensic test or the drape kit and the toxicology report indicate that she had alcohol and drugs in her system. End of the story for me. I don't need to hear. I don't even need to see. I don't even need a trial.
Yeah, that's gross.
I'm going to keep it a bean with you. I can't explain that. Side note, in New York City, a 4-year-old boy was recently murdered by the mother and her boyfriend. And he was also raped. And then another 4-year-old boy also died in another case. Listen, ladies, y'all got to stop. And another 1-year-old, all this week, a 1-year-old died. And the boyfriend, not the baby's father, the boyfriend said the baby was irking him. So he tossed him against the wall. So, ladies, in your desperation to get a piece of a shit man in your life, you have to recognize and realize you're putting your own children in jeopardy.
Oh, man.
No man who ain't got nowhere to fucking stay should be around your child, and you're out working trying to make a living, and you're going to trust this individual with your child in a time when attention span for regular people is short. You know what a crying baby will do to your psyche if you're not accustomed to that and used to that? Dude, it'll destroy you. You know what I mean? Because you don't have the patience to deal with it. So ladies, sometimes you got to just let it go. These men need to be well vetted, especially these dudes coming out of prison.
Also, rest in peace to Shanice Young, right? This is a
a
woman.
They caught him today.
They caught him today. It was a woman from Harlem who just was leaving her baby shower. She was just dropping off gifts from her baby shower, and her boyfriend and her ex, who she had children with, and she had 3 orders of protection against, they got into a fight, and she tried to break up the fight, or she tried to get in between it to stop the fight, and she was shot in the head and killed.
Yes.
And she lost her baby as well.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
And that's disgusting.
Bro.
And again, ladies.
That happened in Harlem.
And I'm not blaming the ladies. These fellas got to get their shit together. But ladies, when you have a baby by somebody, and the baby's 1 year, 2, 3 years, you haven't even bonded enough with your child for you to be inviting strangers in and give them carte blanche to be around your child. A lot of these dudes are weirdos.
Yeah.
You're coming out of prison and doing all this. 4-year-old boy, man. Ribs, they said he had healed. You could tell his injuries was ongoing. Some had healed. And they showed a picture of him. He's just smiling. I'm just too true, man.
Yeah.
And you raped this 4-year-old boy? Come on, man. Come on, man. So we got a lot of work to do, man.
Mm-hmm.
And shit like that, man. So we got to get it together. But back to the polite situation. I don't need a trial.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't in my right mind explain what I was doing with a 14-year-old girl in a hotel with alcohol, drugs. And my semen is on her clothes. I can't explain any of that.
Yeah.
So I'm good. I'm good on anything that nigga got to say, because he's got the gift of gab and all that old kind of shit. I'm good. I'm good.
Oh, man. He got people thinking.
I know. He got people thinking it's a setup.
Yeah, man.
He ain't really do it, and the government is after him. Ain't no goddamn government after him. Stop the bullshit.
I'm just like, yo.
But that's the mindset of cognitive dissonance. These people
need a win.
Yeah, they just will believe in anything because they just can't accept the fact that this nigga's a pedophile.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
He was talking about suing people on Instagram today.
Yeah, my bad. My bad. Yeah.
Protect the channel. Protect the brand, y'all.
So the goddess. Side of goddess. I don't need to see nothing else. I'm good.
Nah, I respect that. I get it, too. I'm the same way.
Yep.
You're listening to the sounds of Urban X.
In news that we are not surprised to see, it was reported that Joe Biden's ancestors owned slaves.
Yes. Are we surprised?
Nah, not at all.
No, we're not.
I can send, for the people who need an article, I can send you that
article. Yeah, send you an article.
As well. But
somebody's writing a book on it, or the book is out now, and they traced his lineage.
Yes, a genealogist says, I'm going to read the article from The Hill. It says, a genealogist who has conducted a sweeping look into President Biden's lineage shows some of his ancestors on his father's side owned enslaved people. Alexander Bannerman, who along with the presidential lineage expert Gary Boyd Roberts, co-authored an article on Biden's ancestry for the winter 2021 issue of the New England Historic Genealogical Surveys, Society's American Ancestors magazine. That's a long name for a magazine, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. Very long.
Long name. But yeah, I'll send this for you guys in the chat.
Yeah.
Again, news that we're not surprised to see. I wasn't surprised to hear that.
If you don't vote for me, you're not black. Didn't I own your family? What's your last name?
Remember Mitch McConnell?
Yeah.
His family owned slaves as well. But then remember when they pressed him on it, he goes, oh, this is something else me and Barack Obama have in common.
Ooh, yeah, he did.
Yeah, he said, my grandparents owned slaves and so did his.
Yeah, he definitely hit him with that. He definitely did that.
Ooh.
Yeah, that shit was clever. Yeah.
Ooh.
He sure enough did.
I was like, time out. Okay. I saw another great article. I gotta find this for you. We're gonna talk about it later. But Rick Ross, he gifted his son Wingstop franchise. That's fire.
Talk about passing it down. Yeah, he's passing down that high. But that's neither here nor there.
Passing wealth to his son.
I get it.
Did you see his son?
He's fat. Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah,
like this nigga look like he looks like him. He go into the Wingstops and just they're like, yo, Junior's here. Just get Junior what he want and shit. And he just sitting around eating wings all day. What up, Dad? You know what I'm saying? Don't have me call my dad in here. I want them lemon peppers. Hurry up with that shit. That's how he looks. And for Dad to go, you know what?
I don't think you're fat enough. You robust like me. So instead of me gifting you some money, you go to college.
He did give him money.
Nah.
I'm
a one up it. You get your own Wingstop.
That's funny.
You ain't have to have no customers in there. You just go in there and just fucking make wings. Maybach music, nigga.
That's what this shit sounds like to me. You know?
That's funny.
That's what I'm saying.
So that's not dope?
No, that is dope.
Oh, okay. I mean,
it's dope in the sense that he's transferring wealth.
Yeah.
But, I mean, buy that nigga a motherfucking gym. a fucking small franchise of gyms, nigga. Little fat nigga could get in the gym and work out. You know. So that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I saw the picture of him. I was like, "Ah,
come on, man.
He got tattoos on himself.
Tattoos on his sitting around eating fucking lemon peppers.
Oh, that's funny.
Nah, man. Then when that little nigga come down with diabetes or something.
Yeah.
Now what you gonna say? Yeah. You know what I mean?
Nah, yo, guys, have you guys heard about the General Milley situation?
General Milley?
Have you heard about it?
No, I've never heard about it.
Okay, so he was Trump's top military advisor.
Oh, yeah. I heard about this dude.
Right?
Yeah.
And during the January 6th insurrection case, apparently he and a bunch of other military officials were so scared. No, mainly just him and a couple other people in the setting were so scared that Trump would launch a nuclear attack on who? I don't know.
China.
But what does that have to do with January 6th?
I don't know.
Right? So he goes around Trump, who is the commander-in-chief.
And
has a secret
deal.
A secret deal with
China.
A Chinese general.
That he would let him know in advance.
If we would attack.
That is the most grimiest shit
that is
I have ever heard.
That is treason.
That's treason. That's treason.
Guys, look up the punishment for treason.
Yeah, that's death, baby.
Look up the punishment.
Side note, somebody said Rick Ross' son is a football player. You think so?
Well, Rick Ross was a football player. He actually had a football scholarship.
Yeah, so yeah. I can see. Listen, I watched Pop Warner put that big nigga on the line and then push somebody over.
Yeah.
That don't make you a football player.
That's true, too.
It really don't. But neither here or there. I don't want to come across as a hater. He is transferring wealth. I'm just saying.
If I was 16, if I got a Wingstop, I'd be grateful, Dad.
Yeah, okay.
I'd be grateful.
Until you come down with diabetes, yeah. And then I'm in here crying because it's my fault.
Somebody said, and his son is ranked. Okay.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Okay. So yeah.
See, check me on that.
Yeah.
Check me. That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Check me. Mm-hmm. He ranked 247 in the state of Chicago. All right.
He's playing nice. But this General Milley dude. Yo. That's treason. That is textbook
treason.
That is
textbook treason.
Right? And it's coming out of a book. It's coming out.
Conspiring with another country?
With a country that we're openly beefing with.
Yes, dude. He needs to they need to take him out into the yard and put that,
you know what I'm saying,
thing over his head.
And right now, what you're seeing,
clap him.
You're going to see. You're gonna see CNN, MSNBC. They're reporting on it, and what they're doing, how they're flipping it. They're going, "Yo, he loves his country so much. He was willing.
I saw that. How they put the spin because Trump is crazy. Trump could have did it, and Trump responded to that. I forget what he said. He said this dude is trying to save his ass, dealing with something else that took place. Come on, man.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? And this is just another example of how, like, when the media is controlled by one party, how we get information. Because if this was anybody else, bro.
Yeah.
If this was a Republican that was going around Biden, they'd be calling for his head right now.
It's funny because Biden has turned into who people thought Trump was going to be.
I'm still waiting on an apology from a lot of you. Who cursed me out last year?
Yep.
Still waiting on an apology.
They were calling you MAGA Malcolm.
MAGA Malcolm.
They were going in on you, son.
You are disrespectful.
Yeah, they was going
you
in on you.
You are uninformed. I was getting called a bunch of names.
Because I enjoyed some of that shit.
I called what you're seeing right now.
Yeah.
I'm just waiting on an apology.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all gonna act like y'all.
Yeah, everybody's like this.
Y'all gonna act like you going. Yeah, y'all wasn't in there cursing me out.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, okay, that's fine. It's all right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's all right. We're going to take a quick commercial break.
Yep.
And return. Get your questions ready.
Yes.
And we'll be back.
Yes.
Envision a world with zero crashes, zero traffic congestion, and zero emissions. Here at Chevrolet, we call it the all-electric future, and we are on the path to get there. So plug in and get ready to charge ahead with us as we continue our journey in the all-electric Bolt EUV, pairing bold design with brilliant technology to offer a driving experience that is quite simply electric. Learn more at Chevrolet.com/Bolt EUV.
In the U.S. Army, you can make a choice to make your mark. With over 200 fields to choose from, you can join forces with us and take on anything. Visit GoArmy.com to answer, what's your warrior?
Yo, yo, we are back.
We are back in the building.
In the building.
Support these black-owned businesses.
Mm-hmm.
Businesses.
Yes.
You heard?
And if you saw a business that we're not promoting right now that you want to like go back to, I think somebody asked about something earlier, one of the businesses, go to urbanx.nyc and go to directory and you can scroll down and find one of those businesses.
And it'll be there for you.
Yes, with their information on how to get to them.
Absolutely.
All right.
Because they are what we call alumni.
Yes. Also, thank you guys for hitting the Cash App. Thank you. That's Sophia Nelson. Thank you. Xavier knows. Lord knows. Thank you. Missing Element, Tiffany Kelly, Chanel. Thank you. And Aaron Camardi, Anthony Carter. Thank you, guys. I appreciate all the love.
Side note, my man, Plant-Based, they dropping that Real Mentality song.
Oh, nice.
On the fall equinox.
Nice. And somebody
922.
And First Drive just said, can we remind him when our online classes start? Fourth quarter.
Yeah, fourth quarter for that.
Fourth quarter of this year. You will know. If you are subscribed to the site, go to UrbanX.NYC and subscribe. If you're not a member, so you can subscribe and you will get updated on when that stuff will come about.
Yes. Shout out my man Dante from B-More.
Yes.
It's my dude.
All right.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So the district attorney in the Ahmaud Arbery case was arrested?
Yes, the district attorney was arrested because she was either withholding information or doing something unethical. Mm. And that just kind of passed by. I don't know all the details about it, but I meant to talk about it last week or 2 weeks ago, because not a lot of people are talking about it. If you know more about the, Ahmaud Arbery situation and the district attorney trying to protect those white guys and what they did. Mm. Just some foul stuff.
Mm.
That they said somebody messed up Sarnetta's car. I didn't hear about that. I ain't hear about all that.
So that's crazy. Especially if the district attorney, so that every case that she's been involved in, that don't they have to like throw those out? Or they have to reopen those cases?
Could be.
Because they could be like malpractice in a bunch of those.
On a bunch of those. That means your whole ethical stance has to be questioned.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's why you put these people in positions of power. Everyone is not suited to be in positions of power.
Yes.
Without them taking full advantage. That's why I told you. That's why most of these dudes become police officers. Mm. Because they couldn't become doctors, lawyers, and investors. But at minimum, they can come to your neighborhood and boss you around.
And beat you up.
And beat you up. At minimum. Yeah. You ain't getting no lower than that. So, and they taking full advantage of that power. Or perceived power, should I say.
The Shaq channel 415 says she looks like a dude. Yo, speaking of that, I saw a tweet, right? I'm not sure if this is true or not, but it seemed like something everybody knew, but just like that's not really a thing. Somebody said that Susan B. Anthony was actually trans, like actually a dude. And if you see the picture.
Malcolm, don't start no rumors.
Nah. I'm about to show you a picture.
Please don't do
that.
Please don't do that. Did they have trans back then?
It was cross-dressing.
Did they have cross-dressers?
That don't look like a dude?
Yeah, it's a weirdo.
That looks like a dude.
Yeah, it could be true. Yeah, it could be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
Yeah, man.
That is crazy.
Somebody said, yeah, okay. Yeah. B stand for boy. Can you put the picture up?
Which one? Susan B. Anthony.
The one that looked like a dude.
Yeah, this is a bad one. Yeah, let me hit allegedly.
Allegedly.
Check it out. I want y'all to see this because I was just like, whoa.
But then, isn't she white?
Yes.
Okay.
So they don't age well. So,
They don't age well.
But like, look at the picture.
And yeah, she looks like a witch.
That looks like a man.
A man who's also like a sorcerer.
Yeah.
Looked like he could fuck you up with something quick.
So.
Have your ass down in a dungeon somewhere.
Yo, did you guys see AOC's dress at the Met Gala?
Yes.
Tax the rich. But she went to a party that cost $30,000 to get into.
The hypocrisy. It's $30,000 to get in, but you want us to tax the rich with your little statement dress.
Yeah,
these people, man.
Performative. Performative.
And we can't mention homie's name, but he said, fuck your kids.
Oh, he did say that.
On the Breakfast Club today.
Well, yeah, he did say that. He did say
those
that.
Those are his exact words. Fuck your kids.
Yeah, he did say that.
All right, so now he's getting a little bolder.
Yeah, but you know, again, like I said, a lot of people, and I was actually listening to the Joe Budden podcast, and they all said they think he's trolling. Like, he's not living that life. They think he's just trolling.
Could be.
And it's more people just coming out and saying, like, I don't think this dude, because he's running the same play. Yeah. I think he ran it one too many times.
Because somebody need to be hitting that, right? How else are we going to qualify your gayness?
Oh, God.
You can't act gay. You either gay or you're not, Malcolm. Come on now.
You're right.
Somebody got to be like, yo, that ain't right there. Or show up at the red carpet with your little thing.
Yeah.
I mean, how else are you going to qualify your gayness?
I guess you're right.
Malcolm is very uncomfortable with this conversation now.
I am.
I'm just saying.
I am.
Just saying.
What was I gonna say? Oh, the California, was it not a recount? It was a revote in California. What happened? Gavin Newsom was running again. Elder.
Elder. Yes. Yeah. He lost. Elder.
He lost.
Oh, he did.
He lost. Yes.
Okay.
I think he got smoked.
Mm-hmm.
But LA just actually announced that they have their mandates now. To now, you can't go into a public place without the card.
Yeah.
Remember, whenever they try to make some of these moves, it's New York,
LA.
Absolutely. It's recall. Thank you. Thank you, guys. I couldn't get the word. It's a recall. So he wound up winning again. And if you look at him, he looks like they're trying to shape him up to be the next president.
Who, Elder?
No, not Elder. Newsom.
Newsom. Okay.
Because he's related to Pelosi. He's married to somebody else famous. Like, he just has
usually
the stock. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, usually they start shaping their candidates now because they need to place them into your mind early.
Yeah.
So that you can become accustomed to who they are.
Somebody said Chicago's next. It could be. Yo, I was listening to this podcast, and they talked about... Yeah, it's Democrats, it's Republicans, and it's people that just want to be left alone.
Mm.
I think we fall into that. I just want to be left alone. You know what I'm saying?
I just want to be left alone.
I don't care about none of that.
I don't care about none of your politics or what you guys are doing. Just leave me alone, man.
Oh, he married a Kennedy. See?
Oh, there it is. Yeah, I've got to get it done.
Yeah, like he's married. He's, I think, related to Nancy Pelosi. He's married to a Kennedy.
He's lining himself up.
Yeah.
He's getting lined up.
Somebody said Florida ain't going for the ball. Listen,
I might be moving to Florida,
bro. I might be out.
Florida or Texas, baby.
Might be out. North Carolina. Might go.
Yeah, man.
Might be out, B. Red state, man.
We'll be doing this shit on a split screen.
Yeah. Red state, man. Yeah, man. They wilding in New York. Are you going to see? We talked about Blood Brothers on Monday.
Yeah, we did.
Thank you for. Somebody said he's made a racacy.
Yep.
Yeah, definitely. Get your questions ready, guys.
Yes, ask plenty of questions.
Let's take some questions today before we get up out of here. Oh, you know they dropped the sexual assault charges against T.I. and Tiny?
They did?
Yeah.
Oh, what kind of rituals they had to do for that?
I don't know.
Malcolm and Dot, did you hear about how Biden might engineer a nationwide electrical grid shutdown? Dark winter? I wouldn't be surprised. All of this stuff, they just rolling it out the place. Could be a food shortage, among other things. And then the alien invasion. Yeah. I can see all of that. Brother, why YouTube capping y'all at 50,000? I have no idea. You know, I don't even want to get into the conspiracy. Yeah. We never move, bro. We've been at 50,000 for like a year.
Yeah.
I just keep it a bean. You know, now we at 53. Ooh.
Yeah.
You know, it is what it is, man.
Malcolm, can you speak on a situation in Durrell, Texas? Oh, you were just telling me about this.
Yes, 80. It's 80,000. They got all these people living under a bridge right now. Some migrants, and most of them are Haiti or something, up under a bridge in Texas. That's what I'm hearing.
Oh.
Yeah, up under the bridge.
How did you get here from Haiti?
I have no idea.
Why would you go to Texas?
I have no idea.
Florida's right there. Okay.
Did you see Styles P? With Ignorant, Chad Ocinco. I saw snippets of it.
What they were talking about?
Styles P was talking about health.
Okay.
And how this virus seems to be smart enough.
Okay.
To just want to mess with black people. You know, he went through a couple of,
Okay.
things. And I'm not sure Chad Ocinco was on point with anything he was talking about.
Got you. What'd you think about Candace Owens? Candace Owens, she's one of those people where you can tell a lot of it is performative. Like, she wants that demo to she wants that demo to follow her, the like super conservative, you know, All Lives Matter.
It's but all a performance.
It's all a performance. But I will be the first to admit, when she says something true, she says something true.
But yeah, even a broke clock is right.
That's facts.
Twice a day.
That's facts. But I think
But truth is truth.
Yes.
And that's what I always tell people. I may not like you or rock with you, but if you speak in truth, what do you want me to do?
Yeah.
Not take the truth because I don't like you?
Yeah.
Nah, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, some of the stuff she says, I'm just like, yeah, right.
I can see that.
I can see it, yeah. And even Tucker Carlson has been like on it this year, you know what I mean? And he's the worst.
Did I hear Real Naga's remedy for getting out of taking the jab? No. I need to catch up on some of his YouTube offerings. I've been behind, so I will check out. Shout out Real Naga's.
Evelyn Dunlap, did y'all see the little Chinese girl being taught to dislike black people? I did see that. Well, I wasn't surprised by that.
Do you think AZ passing Kanye on the charts is a good sign for real hip hop? I listened to most of the AZ album. I thought it was pretty good.
Got some joints on there, yeah.
Got some joints on there. Yeah. Him passing Kanye, I'm not really sure where that goes.
And it's been 3 weeks since he released
Kanye
his album.
Yeah, Kanye has shot his load, so to speak.
Albums don't like go up anymore. They just
stop and then they come down.
Yeah.
Rolling Stone has put out the top 500 songs, but the top five was song number one was Aretha Franklin of All Time.
Oh.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T, Respect.
Okay.
Song number two was Fight the Power.
Ooh.
Public Enemy. Song number three was Change Gonna Come.
Oh.
By Sam Cooke. I think song number four was a Beatles song. Yeah.
Okay.
So look at the list.
Oh.
It's 500 songs. Did y'all see Dr. Umar's wedding was fake? Yeah.
Yeah, we spoke about that.
We spoke about that last week.
And in the after show, we went crazy. Like, it was... After show was fire.
Yeah, yeah.
After show was fire.
It was.
We had a bunch of women calling in talking about polygamy. Oh, it was great.
We got to chop that up into some clips.
I put one of them on the ground.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we got to do that. That was tough.
It was great. I saw a good question. Do you think Certified Lover Boy is a classic? Absolutely not.
No. Even Eli and Freddie.
Who are Drake fans?
First of all, our show is back.
Yes.
Disabled is Abled.
Yes.
Podcast. We had a first episode yesterday. So check that out. Season 6.
Wow.
Season 6, episode 1. Yes. So we've been putting in work.
Yeah, I was a teenager when y'all started.
Yeah, when we started that.
16.
So even them, and they're Drake fans, they gave it a 7.
So, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was all right.
Yeah, it was all right. I'm not going to sit here and say he have some bangers on there. But, you know, that sound becomes so diluted. It's the same sound. I'm good.
Got you. Oh, also coming in the fourth quarter, me and one of my boys, one of my best friends, we're going to be doing a show, I guess, kind of interview segment thing weekly regarding business. He owns a real estate brokerage in North Carolina. And he just opened a restaurant. So he's doing business.
He's doing
big business. So
so you're going to pick his brain once a week and offer that to paid members? Or start with paid members?
I'll put it in the membership first.
And then release.
All
right, that's fair enough.
Because I think
that's fair enough.
I think a lot of people get value out of what he talks about. He's great.
And that's what the thing. Some things are just made for you to give to the masses. Yes.
All right, we don't have a name for it yet, though. I don't know. Somebody said
Rock Marciano and Flea. And Rock Marciano is on a whole nother level. That whole team that rocks with him, Stove Guard
Cooks is nice.
Nasty.
Flea. Yeah. Yo, you know whose album was really good too? We didn't talk about West Side Gunn. His album was really good.
Oh, really good?
Really good.
Is that the one with A.A. Rashid on?
Yeah.
Shout out to the God. Yep.
We spoke about Jive versus Fat Joe. Somebody said camera quality is on point, fam. Had to update my YouTube.
Okay.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
Appreciate that.
We always appreciate that.
Appreciate
we work hard here.
We do.
Any more questions, guys? Busy Bone's new album, War Roses. Busy Bone. Wow.
Wow. I haven't heard that name in a
Me
while.
Me neither. Me neither.
How do you get Phil Valentine's exemption forms? I'll put his number in the chat for the 100,000th time. Sheesh.
Yeah. I wonder how he is taking and getting all these.
Yeah, he's probably telling me, all right, Dot, enough is enough with the shit, all right?
Yeah.
I'm like, Phil, they keep action. What do we do?
Yeah, I started watching, I watched the first Matrix over again. That was a great movie.
It really was.
That first one?
It was great because it was so groundbreaking.
Yeah, man.
Yes.
That was a good one. King's Disease 2 was a, that might be a classic.
Yes.
Can we still purchase merch? Yes, you can. Go to shopurbanx.com or urbanx.nyc and just hit the shop button.
Mm-hmm.
And you can still, while supplies last.
Mm-hmm.
While supplies last.
Yep. I just put it in there for you guys. And, you know, I think it's time to get out of here, Malcolm.
Okay, guys. So with that being said, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. We appreciate you guys for joining us for yet another week. Y'all the greatest. We appreciate
you guys. You guys are the absolute greatest.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all motivate us to get up.
Yep.
Because it's a lot of work and we be tired. But we love what we do. Like I said, if you want to subscribe to the blog, go to urbanx.nyc. If you want to become a member, to get all the great content we have in the membership and to, you know, to get all the cool stuff we have. Again, go to urbanx.nyc.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, follow us on Instagram, also urbanx_NYC and Twitter. Same thing, urbanx_NYC. And peace out.
Peace.
Thank you for all the birthday love. Thank you for everybody who hit the Cash App. Thank you, peace.
Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God.
I woke up, then I logged in to that Urban X where they be flexing with that blog in. Put it down, cause my little homie called in. Had to bail him out, he in trouble with the law again. Black skin can't win in the white world. Seen a brother kill his own kid for that white girl. We ain't wanna go to school, but we had to. Every February it was scary in them classrooms. Shimmy y'all, shimmy yay. Old dirty bastards can't own dirty slaves or they own dirty masters. Black Dot found a pot as a youngin', broke it down for a Sunday night, he serve it to the masses.
Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God.
Urban excellence, a product of my residence. From 4 score to 44, Obama was the president. I told mama I ain't tryna go to church. I'm like Adam, every Adam is a product of the dirt. And I've been reaping what he sowed, I got the product, got the dirt. And I can teach you what I know, but then you got him put in work. You in trouble if you waiting on the government. I told my bro I make it out the hood and that's a covenant.
The world around us is smart. We think your education should be smart, too. With the FlexPath learning format from Capella University, you can set your own deadlines and leverage your experience to move forward at your pace. Visit capella.edu to learn more. Capella University. Don't just learn, learn smarter.